One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she knew her friend's stepmom had been unkind to her, but she never got around to telling her that her stepmom was a witch. Did she cast some spell or hex on them?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, we'd like to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you'd like to be a premium subscriber, and with that you get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials, and you could sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free there. You could also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, and Kathy Gordon, you made me laugh because you go, whoa, witch.
A witch. Well, I was just thinking, you know, I mean, I've known a few. Now, whether they were practicing anything, I doubt.
She's such a witch. But in this case, literally, maybe.
A real one.
But this is something I have a little bit of experience, as we were discussing in a recent episode about my first boyfriend was a warlock.
And he was a warlock,
always, was always threatening hexes on me.
He was.
You know,
and I heard it myself.
And I was like,
he was wanting to do that.
He didn't want me to break up with him. And it was, you know, but maybe he did. I have been very unlucky in love my whole life. So I don't know. Maybe ultimately.
Now if you look back at it, you know, and, possibly.
You know, the funny thing is he had a very distinctive name and he had legally changed his name to that. And so I know what his legally changed name is. I know what his name was before. And I've Googled him. Like I Googled him like a few months back. I don't find him at all. Not
He's
a
just
story
disappeared.
About him. I don't
well,
find anything.
Well, if you
anything.
Recall, he was always going to get a boat and row to Australia.
Yeah, he did want to get a boat, didn't he?
And go to Australia.
Yeah. And he wanted me to go with him. And I was like, hell no. Like, my idea of a good time is not in a boat in the middle of an ocean for months.
Well,
like, oh my
no.
God, I'm freckled with skin cancer problems. That is not a good idea for me.
But, you know, I'm just saying, he might have rowed a boat to Australia.
I'm so glad I broke up with him. There are people who practice, like, who are Wiccan. I don't believe that's evil in any way. I don't even believe, like, if you, you know, witches necessarily are evil. I don't see them stirring some pot and casting spells on people.
I agree.
So that's why
I do not believe that a witch, you know, they just have had negative connotations forever.
And a lot of that, witches, Wiccan, it's more about the earth and Mother Earth and things mm-hmm. like that. And, you know, and going to more natural remedies mm-hmm. and things. And, you know, if you're having this problem, take this herbal root of whatever that might be. You know, they have, it's just a different way of living. I don't think that it's necessarily evil. Now, maybe agreed. She worships demons and some devils or something. I don't know. That could be the case. But, you know, in this story, I don't know. So, well, let's just read the story. And then
yeah, let's find out.
Let me know what you think. So it says, I've always been susceptible to the paranormal. That's an interesting way to put it. But I tend to keep my mouth shut about experiences unless asked, since most people tend to think I'm crazy. But I thought it would be fun to tell you about the time I was real-life hexed by a witch. A few years back, one of my close friends at the time had just graduated from college, and she was going back to her hometown to celebrate with her family. She wanted me to be at the party and felt uncomfortable around her stepmom, so she asked me to go with her. All I knew about her stepmom was that she had been unkind to my friend while she was growing up. So I agreed to go for the weekend and hopefully act as a buffer between them. Her hometown was just a few hours away and everything was fine as we pulled up to her parents' house and went inside. I still felt fine. Until I met her stepmom. My first impression of the woman was something is definitely not right about her. But not wanting to be rude, I didn't say anything to my friend. She showed us to our room, which had been my friend's bedroom while she was growing up. It was at the end of a long hallway on the side of the house, just past a bookshelf on the left and a restroom on the right that we would use during our stay. As we entered the hallway, I felt uneasy. The feeling was even worse inside the bedroom and the bathroom. It felt very heavy, like something was watching us, but I just put my internal wall up to protect myself and shut out whatever was there. Then in parentheses, it says, I have found through the years that this can sometimes prevent entities from realizing you are aware of them. And I do believe in putting up a wall. I think that's a good idea.
You got to protect yourself. Mm-hmm.
I will take a minute now to explain the layout of the room. This will be important later. The door to the room was on the left side of the wall across from the bed, right up against the room's left wall. The bed was centered along the back wall. Along the left wall, the wall that was next to the door, was a dresser near the back wall, and closer to the door was a random stack of books. On the other side of the bed was a nightstand and another stack of books, mirroring the stack on the left. We dropped our things off in the bedroom, then left to meet some friends and headed to the beach. It was a fairly cool day and the sun wasn't too bright, but we still applied and reapplied sunscreen throughout the few hours we were there. This may seem irrelevant, but it will make sense in a minute. We went through the rest of the day feeling great and having fun. When we returned to her parents' house that night, we both noted that we were only slightly pink-skinned from the sun that day, probably because we were diligent about the sunscreen. Yay for being responsible. As we settled in our bed for the night, I felt very uncomfortable. We both got ready fairly quickly and put all of our bathroom supplies back into our bags in the bedroom because we would be going to her sister's house the next day. I had that feeling of dread that so many people report feeling in the presence of a dark entity. I slept on the side of the bed farthest from the door, but I found myself rolling over a lot, checking over my shoulder and looking at the corner by the door. I read that horribly. But I found myself rolling over a lot, checking over my shoulder and looking at the corner by the door. I didn't see any physical difference between that corner and the rest of the room, but it felt darker. I felt very clearly that something was still there and it was watching us. I didn't say anything to my friend, but I prayed silently in my head until I fell asleep. When I woke up the next morning, I felt incredibly itchy. Every inch of my skin was itching almost uncontrollably. At first, I thought maybe it was just my skin healing from the slight sunburn I'd received the previous day until I realized I was itching even more on my stomach and my back, parts of my body that had been covered by my swimsuit and not exposed to the sun. I went to the bathroom first to let my friend sleep for a few more minutes, and in the middle of the counter was a lone can of anti-itch spray. I was really freaked out. That definitely does not belong to either of us, and it was not there the night before because we made sure the counter was cleared off before we went to bed. It was like her stepmom had put it there for me, like she knew I would be itching that morning. It seriously freaked me out, and I didn't use it. I quickly left the bathroom, and I let my friend have her turn getting ready. I was still packing up my things in the bedroom, feeling very uneasy, and I had this really strong feeling that I should look under the bed, so I did. A quarter was at the foot of the bed, right in the center. It was face up, perfectly aligned, head towards the pillow, and deeply depressed into the carpet, like it had been there for a long time. I thought, weird, but hey, free money, and went to grab it. As soon as I picked it up, I felt that same feeling of dread as before. It felt heavy in my hand. It felt like it had been placed there for some weird purpose. I went to put it back, but I felt I should turn it face down. Maybe it wouldn't have as much power that way. I don't know. At that point, my friend was done getting ready and we left. In the car on our way to her sister's, she began complaining about how badly her sunburn hurt. She said it felt worse than any sunburn she had ever had before. I checked her back and it wasn't even pink. It looked normal, but she said it was hurting like crazy. I finally decided to tell her I had felt uneasy in the room. She expressed that she had too, and without me saying anything about it, she said, "That corner by the door." And I said, "Oh gosh, me too. It was so creepy." And it was at that moment that she decided to tell me that her stepmom had off and on been involved in witchcraft. Gee, thanks, you could have told me that before. She also told me that on the other side of that creepy corner was where the bookshelf was and where she kept all of her witchcraft books. Anyway, I ended up telling her about the weird quarter I found too, and she told me she had found one just like that in the same position, deeply pressed into the carpet on the floor right under her pillow. After some more discussion, we realized that there could have been others placed in a pentagram formation because of the weird stacks of books in the room, but I can't say that for sure because it was just speculation and we never went back to check. We got to her sister's house and told her everything, and she told us that she thought her mom had been practicing again and that we should pray and take showers at her house to wash off whatever may have been placed on us. After each of our showers, we felt much better. My itching stopped immediately, and my friend's pain significantly eased up. When we got home from our trip about a day later, I was going over to my friend's house to hang out. I texted her, "Is it okay to come over now?" I got no response, and about 20 minutes later, I got a text from her saying, "Are you coming over or what?" The feeling of dread came back. I typed my next message, "I think something might be messing with our phones." And when I went to send it to her, the send button was all grayed out and I couldn't send it. That had never happened before. I freaked out and restarted my phone. When it came back on, I got notifications that none of my texts had been delivered that day. I called her and told her what had happened and told her to reset her phone. She did, and the same thing happened to her. The weird thing about that is we have different types of phones made by different companies and different service providers. So that's my story. I have many more I can share with you. I'm sorry this one was so long, but I thought it was a weird one and maybe you would enjoy it. Thanks for the show. It's from E in Tallahassee. So do you think that, like, I just have so many questions. I'd almost rather have a conversation with E.
Yeah.
Because it makes no sense why, even if her friend and her stepmom didn't get along, why would her mom just be randomly placing hexes or spells on people?
I don't know.
There's no reason
for
that.
They didn't do anything
and
to
they
her.
Invited her, like they went to celebrate her graduation, I think it was. She was an invited guest. Why go, "Oh, this'll be funny"?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm trying to think, you know, I have had sunburns that have made me itch so bad. It's like crazy. And I know that she said that it was on her back or on stomach where it really had not been so exposed. But it just makes me wonder. The weird thing here is why there would be itch medicine sitting there.
Which that I was think that's weird. What makes her think the stepmom cast the spell.
Right. That's what I took from that, too. I don't know. Like, she got a creepy vibe from the stepmom, but did they actually have any mean words or anything, you know?
Well, it sounds like they just left right away and went out goofing off.
Yeah, went out and had a good time at the beach. And so there didn't seem to be an incident that provoked any.
And that's the other kind of strange thing, because let me look back at that story. Because didn't they go there to celebrate something? But she doesn't mention anything about the celebration. Like, how was she at that? She just graduated from college. She was going back to her hometown to celebrate with her family. So did they ever have a celebration? Was the stepmom cool with that? What happened at the celebration? Were other people breaking out? Had she cast spells on everybody?
Yeah.
So there's, I don't know. It just seems like part of this is missing to me. The anti-itch cream. Yeah, I don't know how to explain that if it wasn't yours and it wasn't there the night before. But I don't think you can jump from, there's anti-itch cream, I'm itching, she put a spell on me. I don't know that you can jump. And I think the quarters
thing. Or could it be that they were talking about possibly being a little pink and sunburned and the stepmom put some itch cream out just in case?
Could it have been something like that?
Could it have been her actually trying to be nice in case, you know, they started getting itchy or something from it? I don't know. I just didn't, you know, I was kind of waiting for the stepmom to have an incident with her.
But the only thing she says in this whole story about an incident with the stepmom was meeting her and getting a weird vibe.
Yeah.
So that just doesn't, to me, seem like I'm going to cast a spell on you. I mean, I lived with, I had the boyfriend who was known for hexing people. Mm-hmm. And he always needed a reason. That's the one consistent thing. He would be like, yeah, you should see what happened to the last girl who broke up with me. Her car blew up.
And I mean, you know, I know everybody jumped to the conclusion that, you know, she was a witch and so therefore did something to them. But maybe it was the opposite. Maybe she was trying to help them and just put the itch cream out there in case their sunburns got to bugging them.
And then the deal with the quarters, I don't know. I don't, you can't even guess on that. Because you can't speculate a pentagram with quarters and because you don't know that. So
yeah,
it's
well, and they just found two.
Yeah.
Right? They didn't see any others down there.
No, I could see if there's a stack of books about witchcraft there, I would get
that
bad
vibes. That could creep you out.
I could see getting bad vibes from that, maybe.
And there did seem to be the corner bothered both of them. So maybe there was something, you know, there. I'm not going to discount their feelings.
No.
You know, because I think, you know, something made her uncomfortable about that corner of the room particularly. And it is kind of a coincidence, the itch cream being there. But I'm a mom.
Right.
And, you know, I hear my girls and friends talking about being out in the sun and look pretty good, but they're a little pink and think, they may need some itch cream tonight. That would not be unlike me to put it out there in case they needed it.
Yeah.
You know, before I went to bed, I went, you know, maybe I'll stick that itch cream out there in case the girls need it tonight. You know,
I can't make the jump to the mom put a spell on them. The stepmom did, because I don't see the reason.
Yeah.
Now, maybe they had the celebration and there was some uncomfortable thing that happened.
Yeah. So and that's what I'm saying.
There might be part of the story
didn't
that's missing.
Sense an incident.
Yeah.
To provoke anything. Now, is the stepmom weird? Maybe. Maybe she does give you creepy vibes.
Right.
You know, I mean, she might be an odd person. She really might
be. I get creepy vibes off lots of people.
Yeah.
That happened to me today, waiting for my car to be fixed at the car dealership. I was like, this guy sitting over here, I don't like him. He's just,
he was loud.
Yeah, loud and opinionated on the phone, mansplaining to whoever he was talking to. But so I don't know. I think we just need more information. That's why
I think so too.
Having a conversation with E would be beneficial, because mm-hmm. I've got the feeling there's something more to this story that wasn't in here.
I agree.
That also gave E creepy feelings. So that said, let's go to one more story.
Okay.
So I have a weird story. I heard it from my mom, and it's not really paranormal, but this is just weird and eerie. So when my mom was a kid, she grew up in a very small town, so everybody just knew each other. And there was a legend, like a folklore figure called the Scaly Man. And Scaly Man, he was a real man. I don't know his name. My mom doesn't know his name, but he was a local who had a skin condition where his skin looked like scales. And she said my grandmother's seen him as a kid, and she said he just looked odd. And so what happened was, the whole story is that there is this town, this like mansion, and his mother took care of him his whole entire life, because, you know, during that time no one really would accept him for who he was. So he couldn't get a job. He couldn't, you know, do anything. So his job was to just watch over the mansion after his mother passed away. And whenever you go near the house, they're like, watch out, the Scaly Man's going to get you. Because he lived at like this water mill across the street from the house. So a lot of the kids, like, you know, played a game, kind of like Bloody Mary or Candyman. Is that what his name was? Candyman, the one with the hook? I think so. Anyway, so my mom found out that they were going to demolish that house since nobody technically lived in it. And her and her friends decided to go up there for a challenge to just see, like, let's go in the mansion. Let's see if Scaly Man's going to get us. Like, let's prove that we're, like, you know, brave enough to do it. And, of course, everybody was like, no, you go in. And they all decided to go in, and they looked around, and she said that it was halfway furnished. There were still books in the home and a couple of old chairs, but it looked like nobody lived there in such a long time. But when they left, this is where it gets a little freaky. There was a dog from a tree, dangling from a tree, and it was not there before. And my mom said that her and her friends ran out as fast as they could, and the next morning they went to go back to see if they were, you know, seeing what they saw. And they went back, the dog was not there, and they went up to the construction men before they tore down the house. They're like, did you not see that dog on the tree? And they were like, what dog? What were you doing on the property? So it's like, they just thought, maybe they thought it up, but back when Facebook became a brand new thing, my mom and her friends got back into contact with each other, and somebody brought up, they're like, do you remember the dog at the Scaly Man's house? And so my mom, of course, reacted very strongly. She's like, yes, oh my God, I thought I was going crazy. And they talked about it, but it was weird. So was it Scaly Man? I don't know. Could it be just a weirdo watching kids just playing a game? Maybe. But I don't know. I found that story very creepy, especially when it came from my mom, because you usually hear about those stories like over a campfire or whatever. So yeah, I thought you guys would like that. Yeah, so that's all I have to say here. I have one more story, but I might wait to tell you it. But just let me know if you want to hear it. It's about my cat. I think he's came to visit me one time, and I know you love those stories, and you've talked about your cat visiting. And so yeah, just let me know. I would love to tell you that story too as well, but hope you all have a great day. Bye.
Yes, I would love to hear a cat story, because I love cats so much.
Okay, I believe every part of this story. I believe there was someone who had a bad skin condition and was horribly ridiculed and made fun of and ostracized in this little town. That's, you know, that happens. We, you know, I grew up, there was somebody in a town that was very similar.
Kind of the Boo Radley.
Yes. You go into, you know, I'm guessing they were, she didn't exactly say her mom's age when they decided to go into this house, but I would guess preteen to teen.
That's what I was thinking.
They go in, go through it, blah, blah, blah. And then there's this dead dog. This is where the story takes a little different turn for me, is that this was teenage boys that saw them doing this, that got word they were going to do this, and went way extreme and killed a dog, which really makes me upset, hung it in the tree, let the girls freak out, and then took the dog down.
I even wondered if it was it even a dog? Could they have, could it have been something
been
else
a,
hanging
a
there?
A rat or, yeah. You know, or just maybe they hung something that kind of looked.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think this was a prank by some teenage boys. That's what I think this was. And of course, the girls all freaked out. I had it happen to me when I didn't go into a place, but I went to, you guys, this is how old I am, Texas Chainsaw Massacre came out, right? We put a whole bunch of girls in a station wagon and go to the drive-in movies to watch it. We have no idea. It's this new movie that's out, right? Well, just at the point where the Leatherface guy is going to start a chainsaw starts right beside the driver, my side, the driver's side of the car, for real, right? It was teenage boys brought a chainsaw just to scare us all. They knew a chainsaw was going to come up at some point in this movie, so they did this, right? This is a thing they do. And I really feel like just listening to the story, my first thought was, oh, that's teenage boys.
I like to think that. And I have to, because it bothers me so deeply, and I will think about this all day. I have to think what they saw from the tree was not an animal at all. Like it was some kind of prop. It could have been a stuffed animal. They could have, you know, made something to
and
make
I
it
don't,
look like
And I
that.
Don't believe it was the man.
I kind of like your explanation for that. And the idea of somebody being ridiculed in their whole life.
You know,
like,
one of the girls said something, we're going to go do this to her older brother, you know, and he got wind of it. So he got three or four guys together. They hang something up to scare the crap out of the girls and then never fessed up to it.
Which is why nobody else saw it except them.
And they took it down after the girls ran off.
Okay, I kind of like your, I'm going with you, Kathy. I like this a lot.
Yeah.
And it will help me sleep better tonight.
Okay.
Because
I think so.
I did not like that. So if you have a real ghost story, we'd love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And you could get an advanced episode of the show. You can get all of them. You can get access to the entire archive, all without commercials, if you become a premium subscriber. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or go through patreon.com, Real Ghost Stories, or ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.